Like I said, the disciplinary proceedings were so cut and dried. It was just a matter of wham, bam, and done. I represented the university at all the hearings, and that was another thing tossed on me as on this thing. So I was at the Board of Regents hearing. I was at the – I was more or less asked me to do it. He said, you take over. He wasn't able to.
And, I mean, there were – I recall having conversations with Roy Kopp, who was president of the Board of Regents at that time. Kopp and my father were very close friends, and I believe he was president of the Board of Regents at that point in time. And Kopp was from Platteville, and he was—I mean, he was very interested in having everyone, you know, expelled or fired or whatever. And I can recall our father saying that. I mean, Kopp wanted everybody summarily expelled. I think that, you know, we just have to have hearings and stuff. I mean, they did have hearings.
Couldn't quite understand how the institution's judicial process, it wasn't circumvented, but as I recall, a special master, a felony, was a J. Ward Rector. But, I mean, there was concern there, and that struck me as being inappropriate.
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know how this works, but it seems to me...
If you participate in it, then you're guilty of it. It's called aiding and abetting and so forth.
They wanted, reflecting the politics of the day, they wanted them summarily expelled. At that time, prior to the merger of the universities, the state university presidents had a great deal of power. As far as hiring and firing people, and much more power than they now have under the system. So, I mean, they could pretty much do whatever they wanted to, and they would be accountable to the Board of Regents. Really, I mean, there was no other bureaucracy above them. There was just the Board of Regents. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there was that pressure that he was resisting, even though I think it was inevitable they were going to be expelled, I think.
There was nothing. There was no attempt to examine what had happened. It was all blame the students. We don't need to find out what happened because we saw what happened on the news. They didn't inquire or dissect or research or ask for input from any of the students. They were just there to condemn us.